This goes to Dr. Kevin Reed, R-E-E-D, fax 616-225-1548. Regarding Dwayne, it's D like David, E, W-A-Y-N-E, Baldner, B like boy, A, L, D like David, N like November, E-R, date of birth 12-19 of 1941. Dear Dr. Reed, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit for Mr. Baldner with a cadaveric renal transplant, December 21st of 2016. He's been doing well, no kidney transplant tenderness. He does come with his significant other today. He is complaining that his non-functioning left upper extremity AV fistula seems to be getting larger. It is very hard and firm and appears to be clotted when it is checked. But it is rather pulsatile at the proximal aspect. And there's no tenderness, redness, or anything like that, but he is concerned that it seems to be getting bigger. His second concern is that he's having more swelling in his lower legs, and sometimes it travels up to his thighs. And that's been going on for about a month. And he has gained 4 pounds since his last visit of August 4th of 2022. So within 5 months, he's gained 4 pounds. And he's concerned about that. he's had no recent illnesses or infections, no hospitalizations or procedures, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no kidney transplant tenderness, and it's in the right lower quadrant. no chest pain or dyspnea, and no claudication, but a slight increase in edema. Medications, medication list is reviewed. I want to highlight the Prograf. He takes 1 milligram in the morning and 1 milligram in the evening. Cellcept is 500 milligram in the morning and 250 milligram in the evening. And he is anticoagulated with Coumadin for chronic atrial fibrillation. Physical examination, weight is 229 pounds, pulse is 79, blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 70, oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Neck is supple, there's no jugular venous distension. He has an irregular rate, 79 to 80 in range. No murmur. Lungs are clear. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Kidney is in the right lower quadrant. It is non-tender. Extremities, he's got 1+ edema in the lower extremities, and that starts in the feet and ankles and goes halfway up the calves anteriorly. Most recent lab studies were done 12/30 of 2022. We have a microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 56.5. His lipid panel is normal. Hemoglobin A1C was 5.7. Creatinine 1.41 with estimated GFR of 50. Sodium 142, potassium 4, carbon dioxide 25, calcium 9.4. Albumin 4.0, phosphorus is 2.6, tecro level is 5.1, hemoglobin is 12.5, white count 3.85, platelets are 100,000, and those are chronically low. Assessment and plan, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease. And history of cadaveric renal transplant in 2016, which is stable and functioning well. Edema of the lower extremities, a slight increase. Hypertension, currently at goal. Chronic atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with warfarin. The patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months. We will discuss the possibility of referral for surgical evaluation for possible ligation of that clotted AV fistula that seems to be enlarging in the left upper extremity. We have advised the patient to restrict his fluid intake to 64 ounces in 24 hours and to continue to follow his low-salt diet. And labs will be checked every 3 months, and he will be rechecked in this office in the next 3 to 4 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.